Billboards espousing the views of local non-theistic groups recently were seen in the Pensacola area. They're down now, but WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the argument continues over just how long they should have been up and their possible return.
Good without a God, so are we. And don't believe in God, you're not alone. Those were the messages on the billboards along the Gulf Coast in Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. In Pensacola, the signs were on Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. They signaled the launch of the Gulf Coast Coalition of Reason.
We don't use a theology to explain life's mysteries. We just try to do the best we can with human science and reason that we have. And we know that there's thousands along the Gulf Coast here.
Coordinator Buzz Ryland says the group is a consolidation of about 16 different organizations in the area, atheist, humanist, freethinker, and agnostic, among others.
Groups that are in Mobile, there's groups that are in Pascagoula, there's groups that are over in Biloxi, there are groups all the way over in the Navarre area, Crestview area. There's different organizations across the Gulf, and we just tried to form a coalition that we could help each other.
Space for the billboards was purchased from Lamar Advertising for more than $11,000 and were originally set to be on display for 4 weeks, beginning at the winter solstice on December 21st. But after a number of setbacks, the messages were not erected until about 2 weeks later.
We have not had really good explanations as to the delay. I mean, there was always something. It was the weather one day, it was a little too cold another day, we'll do it tomorrow. That went on all through the holiday period. And then finally, of course, once they got in the new year, they put them up.
They were then taken down after about 2 weeks of display, roughly half of the length of the contract.
I've probably got 50 different emails of all this conversation going on by the national Lamar team, and no one really wants to exactly say who's ultimately responsible and who's made the decisions here. We're still trying to figure that out.
Calls and emails to Lamar Advertising's home and Pensacola offices seeking interviews have not been returned. Ryland says Lamar has offered them 2 weeks credit, but the Gulf Coast COR is looking for a bit more.
We're not looking for the credit. We would like to have the 2 weeks put back up all across the Gulf, again in Mississippi, Mobile, and Pensacola. Doesn't have to be the same location, but we'd like the boards that we had contracted with put back up. That's our goal.
The organization emphasizes the billboard's role as a beacon to other non-theists. With them being taken down early, Ryland says it's proof that those who follow that path need to know that even in the Bible Belt, they're not alone.
We're hoping to get them reposted again so we just get a little bit more publicity for those folks that are looking for us. And we know it's worked because we've had well over 100 and some people that have already joined the website of ours within the first week to week and a half. We know it's helping. It's working.
Reaching out to the like-minded isn't the Coalition of Reason's only goal. They want local residents to know that they, too, are part of communities across the region as friends and neighbors.
Give me an example. I'm the president of the Humanists of West Florida. We just gave out £10,000 down to Pensacola Village Federal Housing Development on Martin Luther King Day. We accrued the funds ourselves. We bought the food through Feeding America, and we distributed it to 150 hungry families.
Buzz Ryland says another hard and fast rule is no belittling of those who do hold sincere religious beliefs.
As a matter of fact, there are more possibly derisive billboards that could be put up and have been put up, and we tried to choose ones that were dealing with the subject about whether or not people use a God in their life or not, and then let people know where they can go find others that don't and what they can do.
The local billboard campaign is part of a coordinated nationwide program that began in 2009. Since then, there have been 61 similar campaigns in 37 states and the District of Columbia. Information about the Gulf Coast Coalition of Reason can be found at unitedcor.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.